Japan.
Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and more. Today, beware of toxic divas. At all levels of the game of basketball, the championship teams are usually comprised of players who are fully committed to the team's goals and enthusiastically give each game their very best effort. With each higher level of competition, it's increasingly rare that a team dominated by one or more key personalities will secure a team championship. On both the East and West Coast this season, legendary NBA teams in Boston and Los Angeles are both currently floundering due to bad chemistry associated with the addition of toxic player personalities who may believe that the team's other players, and even perhaps the coach, should follow their own lead in order for the team to succeed. The Boston Celtics finished second in the NBA's Eastern Conference last season and made it to the conference finals without having their so-called star player, Kyrie Irving, available due to an injury. This season, the Celtics expected to contend for the top position in the East as Irving and former Utah Jazz leading scorer, Gordon Hayward, rejoined the team. On paper, this year's Celtics were loaded with talent. With having healthy starters in the lineup, the Boston Celtics, though, today, have lost 7 of their last 10 games and have now dropped into 5th place in the NBA East. As mentioned in previous articles on this site, the Celtics won a higher percentage of games when Kyrie Irving is not on the floor than he is on the floor for the Boston Celtics. Out on the West Coast, the Los Angeles Lakers management figured their team would be a virtual lock to return to the NBA playoffs for the first time since 2013 by adding this guy named LeBron James to their squad this season. And though James has been injured for a few weeks earlier this season, he's now back on the floor, and his Lakers, though, like the Celtics, are a pitiful 3-7 in their last 10 games, coming down the final month of the NBA's regular season. The Lakers are floundering with a team record 30-34 as of today and are mired in 10th place in the NBA Western Conference. The team is 5.5 games out of the 8th and final playoff spot in the West. The Lakers' playoff chances are fading fast and will require a miraculous finish. By comparison, last year's young Lakers without LeBron James finished in 11th place in the Western Conference. It seems that adding one of the NBA's legendary individual talents has not translated into a significant increase in wins this season for the Los Angeles Lakers. As in politics, the media also doesn't help the situation either. In Los Angeles and Boston, the media floated all sorts of rumors and a frenzy of hype relating to the trade scenarios that are possible for each team as the Lakers and Celtics jousted trying to acquire the services of New Orleans Pelicans talented big man Anthony Davis. The rumors flew that the Lakers were willing to trade multiple current players at midseason in order to trade for Davis. And in Boston, the media lit the fires and let it be known that New Orleans preferred one or more of the Celtics' talented young players if Boston hoped to make a deal to acquire Davis this summer. It's bad enough in LA and Boston to have a self-centered diva in your locker room as it stands. The Anthony Davis trade talks, though, have likely had a more negative influence on the other players' focus and motivation as those players wonder who is the one that might be getting shipped to New Orleans in a few months. Personally, I'd rather live in New Orleans anyway. Meanwhile, some NBA teams which don't feature a household basketball name as a star are doing just fine this season. The Indiana Pacers are currently in 3rd place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. The Pacers recently lost their best-known player, Victor Oladipo, a month ago due to a very serious injury, but his teammates have continued to rally and keep Indiana in the 3rd playoff spot in the East. Though losing a 20 points per game scorer is a huge loss for the Pacers, having enough foresight and financial resources to stock your bench with able teammates and a talented leader in Coach Nate McMillan has made a huge difference as well. In the NBA's Western Conference, the quiet irony in the City of Angels has been the resurgence of the currently starless Los Angeles Clippers. Under the guiding hand of special consultant 80-year-old advisor Jerry West and veteran coach Doc Rivers, the Clippers jettisoned 3 of their former stars, guard Chris Paul to Houston, forward Blake Griffin to Detroit, and center DeAndre Jordan to Dallas, and have quickly rebuilt themselves into a hungry playoff contender without one big-name player on the roster. Last night, The Los Angeles Clippers beat their crosstown rival, Los Angeles Lakers, 113-105. The team has now won 3 games in a row and 7 of their last 10. The Clippers occupy the 7th playoff spot in the NBA Western Conference with just 16 games left to play. While LeBron's Lakers are fading quickly out of the playoff picture, the Clippers are playing well together as a team. The moral of this story is that basketball was, is, and will remain a team sport. Just by having one or two exceptional players on your roster doesn't guarantee a thing. Like the Golden State Warriors have shown, star talent only makes a significant difference if the entire roster is dedicated to giving their all to win a team championship. If the stars have a different personal agenda than the coach and the rest of the team, then the team's chemistry sometimes bursts into flames, regardless of how glorious the personal statistics may have looked like on paper. Team chemistry matters when it comes to winning team championships. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.